Do you have any scripture memorized? Hi, I'm Natty, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you have any scripture memorized? I used to love memorizing scripture, but I'm not all that great at doing it these days. My grandma is so good at it. She would walk on the treadmill or even run on the treadmill and go over Bible verses in her head. It always amazes me how she sticks to it and memorizes so much at a time. But anyway, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Locker Combinations by A.W. Smith. If you have a locker, is it easier to look up the combination every time or to memorize the combination? You could just keep the locker combo saved on your phone or written on a piece of paper, but then you'd have to search for it every time you needed to open your locker. And if you ever lost the combo, then you'd really be in a predicament. It's a lot easier to memorize it, so you always have it in your mind. Memorizing locker combinations is similar to memorizing Bible verses. Sure, we can just look up any Bible verse we need to know, but it's hard to look up a verse if we don't know the words. And memorizing scripture isn't just about having a verse ready when we need it. It's about treasuring God's word and putting it in our hearts, as we read in Psalm 119, verse 11. The Bible is precious because it tells us who Jesus is and what he's done to save us. In it, God reveals his tender and powerful love for us, and he invites us into ever deeper relationship with him. When we spend time committing God's words to memory, we carry the truth and promises of Jesus with us, and they begin to affect our decisions and the way we live. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." In order for this to happen, we need to know what the word says. As we spend time reading and listening to the Bible and memorizing different verses and passages, the Holy Spirit works in us to help us take God's truth and promises to heart, and he transforms us from the inside out. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What are some of your favorite Bible verses? How have those affected the way you live your life? The Bible is a collection of books that were written over hundreds of years by people living in a variety of historical, cultural contexts. And it's comprised of lots of different genres, like historical narratives, parables, poetry, letters, wisdom literature, apocalyptic literature, and more. So, when we memorize verses or passages from the Bible, why is it important to know the genre, historical, cultural context, and literary context of those verses? Who are trusted Christians in your life who could help you dig into God's Word and understand it more deeply? As you and I can read in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 119, verse 105, Proverbs 7:1-3, Romans 12:2, and Colossians 3:14-17. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have ideas for Devos of your own? Well, I'd encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is another one with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.